We are up to Simin Tov Pei Tes, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Bilel Sheni. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that for those who say Piyutim, the ones who say the Yotzeris in Mariv, so the halacha is that even though we normally switch when the first night is Chal on Shabbos, we switch the Yotzeris and say the second on the first and the first on the second, the Yotzeris for the second night of Pesach are all dealing with sphere, with the Omer, and as a result of it, they're dealing with the Sfiris Omer. As a result of it, we say them Dafka on the second night of Pesach, regardless of what day of the week it is. So Bilel Sheni Achret Filas Arvis, on the second day after Mariv, Maschilin Lispor HaOmer, one begins Sfiris HaOmer. Now, why is it that we do this? That we do this after Mariv Dafka? The reason was because in the olden days they used to daven Mariv early, and since you're supposed to count Sfira, we'll see later, preferably when it's Vaday Laila, we wait for after davening. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that we say it before Aleinu, in order that it be as early as possible once it's night. Meaning we want to wait till it's night, but once it's night we want to count Sfira right away, because of the halacha of Tmimus, which we will talk about. The Pasuk says with regard to Sfira Somer that it be Tmimos, that these be 7 full weeks. As a result of it, we want to count already at the beginning of the night, so that the night should have been counted already from the beginning, from when it came in. At the same time, we want to make sure that it's night already. So the way we do that is we wait for after Mariv, but before Aleinu. Now, with regard to this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sfira Somer Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah Sfiras Omer, as it's brought in the Pasuk, is that we start counting from after the Hakrov of the Korban Omer all the way to Shavuos when we bring the Shtei Alechem. The question is, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayom, is there a mitzvah d'oraisa or not? And that's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rambam and the Chinuch hold that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa today as well, whereas the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, and many others paskin that Bizman Hazeh, it's only a Zecher LaMikdash. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Alocha brings many Rishonim that go with the Rambam. He brings Rabbeinu Yeshayah and he brings in the Shibali Aleket and Das Rav Binyamin. That's also brought in the Shibali Aleket. And he says the Rav Yah also holds that way. Possibly the Or Zeruah. Also the Mamish, the early ones, Rav Yudoy and Rav Amram Gon, the Ritz Keis. They seem to hold that it is a daraisa and not just a zecher. The Mishnah Berurah does have a certain sad that maybe they do hold that it's a zecher alone. What it's really based on is that Tosis brings a daya that if you hold that Sfiras HaOmer today is only a zecher to the mikdash, it's only a derabanan, then you don't have to be makbit to count at night. These Rishonim happen to hold that there is a kpeid at the count when it's Vaday Laila Dafka and Dafka to count at night. So the Mishnah Berurah wanted to assume that they're holding that it's a Daraisa. But then he says it could be that it's only Tosfos Shita, that if it's not a Daraisa, you don't have to count on time. But maybe they're really holding that even though it's a Zecher LaMikdash, you're chayav to do it the same way they did then, and that is to count on time. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does say that one should be careful, and we'll get into it a lot more. It's a Beferish and Mechaber a little later, that one should really be makbit to count when it's Vaday Laila, because it seems like many Rishonim hold that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is a Daraisa, and there are those Rishonim who may even be holding that it's a Darabanan and nevertheless say that you should be counting Dafke at night. The halachi is that only men are chayiv, women are potter from Sfiras HaOmer. The Magen Avraham brings down that the minig is that women are noeg to count. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings from a Shulchan Shloma that women should not make a bracha today because they'll definitely make a mistake. And it could be that they don't even know what they're saying, and for counting, if you don't know what you're saying, that's not considered counting. Now, Lemaisa, the source over there in the Shulchan Shlomo, what he says is not that they're going to end up forgetting a day. The fact that somebody is going to end up forgetting a day and because of that he's going to end up counting without a bracha afterwards, that does not prevent him from counting now. On the contrary, Every day is a mitzvah, and the halacha will be, and this is the pashtus of the Shulchan Shlomo. The Achronim talk about it, and they have this hakir, someone that knows for some reason that he's going to end up missing a day. For example, someone knows that he's going in for surgery, and he's going to be completely out of it for an entire day, where he will not have an opportunity to count from night going through the entire day. Should he be counting from the beginning of Sfira with a bracha? So there are those that want a taina, that since we're going to learn that there's a shita that tmimis means you have to count all or nothing, and therefore our minig really is, we go with that, those shitas lagabe bracha, that you cannot make a bracha if you miss a day. From then on, you cannot make a bracha. So there are those who hold that similarly, you cannot make a bracha from day one if you know that you're going to miss a day later. However, it would seem from this Mishnah Brura, it would seem from the Shulchan Shlomo that he's bringing that it's really not that way. The mashmos of the Shulchan Shlomo is not that women shouldn't count because they may forget a day later. He's much more afraid that they're going to end up counting the wrong day. The fact that they know that they're going to forget later is irrelevant. Men can also forget later. That you should try your best. And until that point, you still count with a bracha. However, if a woman knows that the odds are that she's going to end up counting the wrong day, that day is going to end up being a bracha levatola, because she will be making a bracha and counting the wrong day. Now, lamaisa, a woman that knows that she has a calendar and she is not going to count the wrong day, even though, unlike men who go to shul every night, for a woman it would make sense that she may end up forgetting. Nevertheless, she should count, and she can make a bracha, like the minig Ashkenaz, that women make brachas on mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. Further, the mitzvah is to count. Imshachach lispor betchilas alayla holoch v'sofer kol alayla. The mitzvah is to count from the beginning of the night, but the halacha is that your yotze tmimis, the mitzvah of Sheva Shabbos is tmimis, as long as you count at night. And if someone ended up missing the night, that we're going to see what the halacha is. A mitzvah I'll call echod lispor li atzmo. There's a mitzvah for every individual to count. This is not just a mitzvah on Beis Din to count. This is a mitzvah for everybody, because it says usfartem lochem. As far as shomea ka'ona goes, if someone can be motzi you, or it means that every yochid has to literally say it himself, that lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura brings two dayas in. Does the machaber mean that every yochid has to count and not just beizno? Does he mean that every yochid has to count and someone else cannot be motzi you? So lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura brings a machlokas in that, but he does point out that according to everybody, someone else could be motzi you with the bracha. The minig Yisrael, though, is that everybody does make their own bracha. The Mishnah Brura also says that you're allowed to count in whatever language. You want to. On the contrary, if you count in Hebrew and you don't understand what you're saying, that's not considered counting. Now, back on the shaila of someone else's motziyu, the Mishnah Brura's maskana in the Bir Halachi is that if someone had kavanah to be motziyu when you had kavanah to be yotza with his counting, you should count over again, but without a bracha. V'tzarech lispar mu'umad, you're supposed to count standing up. And you're supposed to stand already when you're making the bracha, b'di'evad yotze, even if you sit down. Further, v'sofer hayomim, ulavarch t'chili, you're supposed to make a bracha first, v'sofer hayomim v'ashvuos, you count the days and the weeks. Ketzad, v'yom arish nomer hayom yom echad, ad shemagia l'zayin yomim, until the seventh day, v'oz yom hayom shiva yomim shem shavua echad. Over Yom Ches Yom Rayom Shmor Yom Shem Shavu Echad V'Yom Echad V'Chein Ad Shiagil Arba'aser Yom Rayom Arba'aser Yomim Shem Shnei Shavuos V'Al Derech Zeh Mon V'Holach Ad Mem Tes Yom. This is the way to count. You're supposed to mention days and weeks. Why is that? Because it says Tispru Chamishim Yom, and it also says Shiva Shavuos. Now, what happens if you counted one without the other? Now, so the halach is like this. If you count days alone and you didn't mention weeks altogether, so there's a machlokis if you have to count over again. So the halacha is that you count over again with without a bracha. You're supposed to count over again without a bracha. Now, The Mishnah Brura later will point out that what happens if somebody says on the eighth day, Hayom Shmoni Yomim. So the halacha is that he is Yotza, because since on the seventh day he already said Shavua Echad, then the halacha is that will cover him for the entire week as far as Shavuos go. Since the whole Sfiras HaOmer is one series, and you mentioned at the beginning of the week that this is already 1 week, then the weeks are no longer li'ikuv according to anyone. That means halacha lamaisa. The only time that there's a day that Shavuos are li'ikuv is at the end of the week, on the seventh day, on the 14th day, and so on. Whereas in the middle of the week, if you mention the week on day 14, then b'dieved, if you did not mention the week during the week, the halacha is that you are yotze. Now, what happens the other way around? What happens if someone on the eighth day says Hayom Shavua Echad V'Yom Echad? The halacha is that is yotze too, because since yesterday he explained that 7 days equals 1 week, and today he said a week and a day. So he, in effect, has said that today is 8 days. So the only time that the days would be ma'akev would really be on, obviously, the first days before there is a week, or on the day of the on the seventh or the 14th itself, because on that day he's being koveh how many days there are in a week, which means halacha l'maisa. Although l'chatchila you're supposed to count both days as well as weeks. The only time that there's a shaila li'ikuva is if you count the days alone or weeks alone at the end of the week, on the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and so on. What happens if somebody on the 7th day only said today is 7 days and he didn't mention Shavua Echad? So that's a machlokas haposkin. What if he only said Shavua Echad and he didn't say 7 days? That, according to everybody, the Mishnah Brura says, the halacha is that you are not yotze. Now, the Ramah keeps putting in the word ba'omer. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura, brings that there are two days. Some say ba'omer, some say lo'omer. He says, rov poskim say lo'omer, and that's all l'chatchila, and it is not li'ikuva. The word lo'omer means to the bringing of the carbon omer. Now, then he says up until 10, you say yomim, and from the 11th day on, you say yom. So it's shiva yomim, shmoni yomim, tisha yomim, asara yomim, achad asar yom. Then also, you're supposed to say the smaller number before you say the bigger number. So for example, you say echad ve'esrim, not esrim ve'echad. And none of these things are li'ikuva. The minig after the sphere is to say Yiroson Shibana Beis HaMikdash, because then we'll be able to be Makayim the Havas Omer, and there are different mizmorim that different people say. What happens if someone went and made up his own original way of counting the number? For example, instead of day 40, he said 39 plus 1. The halacha is that you are yotze. As long as you came to the right number. What happens if someone counts in Rosh Tevis? That means he says Hayom Beis Yomim. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura says that you should count again without a bracha. But if you counted Derech Hirhur, the Mishnah Brura says that for sure is not Kedibur Dami. That is not considered like speech, and one does have to count over again.